well. It's a special joy to be able to be with you.
真係好開心，好開心嚟到大家當中。
We were here last May.
我應該講國語哈。我們是今年的五月在大家當中。
For the very special beginning here in the Mercy Seat.
那就是你們施恩座的第一堂崇拜。
And when we went into the office of Pastor.
那那時候我們去到牧師的辦公室裡面。
There was a dog there.
那辦公室裡面竟然有一條狗。
I had not ever seen a dog in a pastor's office.
我從來沒有在牧師辦公室裡面見過狗。
And we knew very soon he was a very special dog.
那很快我們就知道他是一個很特別的狗。
And so we understand more of what Pastor and Simo are feeling because of this time.
那我們這次來到當中我們就很能夠感受牧師師母的感受。
But God is a good God.
那我們神是好神。
He's with us through all our joyful times.
他是不管在我們歡喜的時候他與我們同在。
And he is with us in our times of sorrow.
那當我們憂傷的時候他也與我們同在。
And he's a big God.
那他是偉大的神。
And he's a good God.
他也是好神。
And I want to share a few minutes.
那用幾分鐘來分享今天的信息。
On the thought of look what God is doing.
那就題目就是看啊神在做大工。
I see God doing great things all over the world.
我在全球都看到我们的神在做大工。
In spite of all the challenges we face.
即使我们面对很多的艰难。
In spite of all the hardships.
即使很多的困难面对着。
And we see some very bad things in the world.
甚至我们也看到世界上很多不好的事情发生。
But the Bible tells us this is going to happen in the last days.
但是圣经告诉我们在末世的时候这些事会发生的。
I don't know if you've ever thought aboutWhat God wears or how God dresses.
那我不知道大家有没有想象神在穿着什么衣服，他是怎么穿他的衣服的。
But there's different places in Scripture where it talks about what He wears.
但是在圣经里面，不同的经文都讲到神的衣装。
And I found an interesting scripture in the Bible in one translation about this.
那我在圣经里面有一处找到一个很特别的翻译。
And often when I have traveled and spoken at different mission conferences,
那很多时候我去到不同的地方，不同的特会来分享这个信息。
I talk about the sleeves of God.
我就会分享到神的衣袖。
Because the Bible talks about the arms of God and what God wears.
因为神的圣经里面讲到神的膀臂，讲到神的衣装。
Sometimes it says he dresses up in the clouds.
有时候说神以云彩为他的衣装。
And he dresses up in light.
然后有时候以光为他的衣装。
But I want to share just for a moment about the sleeves of God.
那我用几分钟来分享神的衣袖。
Because I found an interesting verse of scripture in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 10.
那我在以赛亚书52章第十节发现了这一处的经文是很特别的。
This is in an English translation called the Message Bible.
那这个是英文信息版的那个翻译。
It says God has rolled up his sleeves.
那讲到神卷起了他的衣袖。
And all the nations can see his holy muscled arm.
所以列国就见到他那个肌肉结实圣洁的膀臂。
Everyone from one end of the earth to the other sees him at work doing his salvation work.
每一个人从地的这边到那边都看见他在做工施行救赎。
All over the world we see God at work.
全世界的人都看到神在做工。
God is on the move.
神在前进。
In Zechariah chapter 2 verse 13 it says this.
那撒迦利亚书二章十三节这样讲。
Be silent before the Lord, all humanity.
凡有血气的都当在耶和华面前无声。
For he is springing into action from his holy dwelling.
因他正在从圣所中兴起做工。
I believe that's happening all over the world.
那我现在正在神在全球都在同样的做事。
Now I was sharing that from the New Living Translation.
那我现在要从那个 NLT 的版本来翻译这一段圣经。
The Message Bible is a paraphrase.
那同样信息版也用这样的翻译。
And this is how the same verse reads in the Message Bible.
那这个信息版是这样讲的。
It says, "Quiet, everyone."
他说所有人安静。
I now speak Cantonese.
我在讲广东话嘞。
I now speak Mandarin.
我现在在讲华语耶。
Shh. That's the only word I know.
这是唯一一个字我认识的。
It means be quiet.
就是说安静。
Silence before God.
在神面前静默。
And then it says something's afoot in his holy house.
他说有恩在圣所里面行走。
That means something's about to happen.
就是有事情将要发生。
He is on the move.
神正在前进。
In Isaiah chapter 60.
那以赛亚书六十章这样讲。
And this was spoken by the prophet 700 years before Jesus Christ was born.
那这个预言是在耶稣出生700年前已经这样讲出来写出来。
Prophet said, Arise and shine, for your light has come.
他说兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
And the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
耶和华的荣耀正兴起照耀你。
See, darkness covers the earth.
看到黑暗遮盖大地。
Thick darkness is over all the peoples.
极深的幽暗遮盖万民。
But the Lord rises upon you.
耶和华却要显现照耀你。
And his glory appears over you.
他的荣耀要现在你的身上。
He's speaking of 611.
他是讲到611。
He's speaking of Christ's body around the world.
他是讲到全球这个基督的身体。
And verse 3 says,
那第三节是这样讲。
Nations will come to your light.
万国都要来救你的光。
And kings to the brightness of your dawn.
君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Oh, I was reading that passage some years ago.
那几年之前我在阅读这一段圣经。
And it's a good passage.
那这段圣经非常好。
It always warms my heart.
就永远温暖着我的心。
But then when I got to verse 22,
但是当我来到读到22节的时候，
it was like the Lord was speaking from his throne right into my heart.
这好像神从他宝座向我的心说话。
And verse 22 says this,
那是22节这样讲，
the least of you will become 1,000.
至小的族要加增千倍。
The smallest a mighty nation.
微弱的国。
I am the Lord.
微弱的国必成为强盛。
And it's time I will do this swiftly.
要按定期速成这事。
The Lord is saying, you're going to multiply.
神说你要倍增。
And I saw a very good example of that earlier in this service.
那今天早上第一堂崇拜，我就看到这个具体的显现在你们当中。
When we saw all these babies.
你就看到那么多的 baby 在台上。
I've never seen so many babies dedicated.
从来没有看到一次过这么多 baby 在奉献给神。
And I know in the next service, more babies are going to be dedicated.
那我知道你们下一堂会有更多的 baby 来到台上被奉献。
We believe you are taking the scripture literally.
所以我相信你们真的行出这段的圣经。
Do you know the first thing God said to man?
你知道神第一句向神向人说的是什么话？
The very first words.
他第一个字向神。
He said, Be fruitful and multiply.
他就要生养众多。
You are doing that.
所以你们正在生养众多。
We saw all these babies.
你看到这么多的 baby.
And thank the Lord for that.
那我们为着这个感谢神。
Now for just a few minutes.
那几分钟。
I want to share with you.
我要同跟大家来分享。
Three acceleration indicators of global transformation.
三个全球转化加速的迹象。
I'm going to do this quickly.
那我有很快的速度来。
But I want to show you what's happening in the world.
但是我要跟大家让大家看到全球正在发生什么事。
Even with all the trials we're experiencing.
甚至我们所面对的艰难困难当中。
Even with the challenges faced in Hong Kong right now.
甚至现在香港所面对的挑战。
God is on the move.
神正在前进。
And the first indicator is this.
那第一个迹象是这样。
It's an acceleration of harvest advances.
是收割的步伐正在加速。
It's the harvest evangelism indicator.
是一个福音收割的迹象。
There's never been a time in history where more souls are being saved than now.
有史以来现在是最快的很多人信主的时候。
Matthew 24:14 says this.
马太福音24章14节这样讲。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
As a testimony to all nations.
对万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
It's the whole world.
就全世界。
It's all the world.
就是天要传遍天下。
And in the original Greek language,
那原文就是希腊文。
The expression for the whole world,
那全世界是什么呢？
Means the gospel will go right to the inhabited places, right where everybody lives.
就是福音要去到凡有人住的地方。
In the Greek language, it's the word related to every household will get the gospel.
那希腊文就是解释到，这是每一家每一户都要听到福音。
And so that's an important verse to our ministry.
所以这个对我们的事工是非常重要的。
We want to reach every home for Christ.
我们要为基督得着每一个家庭。
And last year was a record year for us.
那去年对我们来说，一个是画下是创造记录的一年。
4,500 staff workers.
我们有大概45,000人。
And every month,
4,500, 我们4,500个童工，然后每一个月。
And every month we have about 45,000 volunteers.
那每一个月我们有45,000位义工。
And they are reaching now about 250,000 new homes every day.
那每一天他们所接触的新的那个一户一家是253个人家是每一天。
It may sound impossible.
这听起来很不可思议。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神没有难成的事。
Let me describe the harvest quickly to you.
那我很快的跟大家解释一下这个收割的速度。
In 1985,
那1985年
all the research done on missions
所有在宣教的合场里面
indicated that about 75,000 people were becoming Christians every day.
那每一天有75,000人信主。
From the birth of Christ,
从基督出生之后
and till more than 1900 years later,
就是到1900年后
that's how long it took,
就是用这样长的时间
for 75,000 people coming to Christ each day,
就是达到了一个数字就是就是平均起来是75,000人信主每一天
then by 1998,
那但是去到1998年
look what happened,
你看看发生什么事
The number increased, they say, to 178,000 a day.
就是每一天有178,000人信主。
That's more than double in just about 13 years.
就是13年后这个数字已经倍增了一倍。
It took 1900 years to get to 75,000 a day.
用了1900年我去到的数字是75,000人一天。
And then it doubled by 1998.
就是到1998年就13年后就有数字就倍增了。
Actually more than doubled.
就是比两倍还多。
Those same researchers said by the year 2000 they believe 200,000 were coming to Christ each day.
所以他们相信到2000年的时候每一天信主的人数一定要超过20,000。
And some believe that by the year 2011 it might be 300,000 a day.
甚至有人相信就是到2011年的时候每一天信主人数达到30,000。
Now I know these are just numbers.
那我知道这些只是数目字。
And so you wonder how accurate are these numbers?
那你就说这数目到底准不准确
But I can tell you about every home for Christ.
但是我可以告诉你从我们逐家归主的数字来。
In the year 2000,
在2000年
as a result of taking the gospel home by home,
就是我们把福音传到每一家每一家。
In the entire year,
在全一年这样算下来。
12 months,
12个月。
We followed up over 500,000 decisions and people responding.
那我们所跟进的就是有决志这个回应卡我们总共跟进了50,000。
We thought that was wonderful.
那我觉得哎这个是太好了。
That was 1,500 almost every day.
就是每一天就是大概有就是15,000个每一天。
That was the year 2000.
那是2000年的数字。
Last year,
那去年呢
we followed up
去年我们的这个跟进的回应卡
with Bible courses,
就是我们用那个圣经课程来跟进
twice that number,
又有两倍这个数字
every month,
每一个月
twice that number,
双倍这么多
every month,
每一个月
so in 2000 it was over just 500,000,
所以就是2000年的时候就是50,000
and last year for 12 months,
所以去年有十二个月
，It was at 1 million each month，
就是每一个月有100,000这样的跟进。
That is over 30,000 every day，
就是每一天就是有超过30,000个人。
Something is happening in the heavenlies，
真是我们知道属灵界里面有事情正在发生，正在运作。
There's a tremendous harvest around the world，
就是全世界我们经历一个很大的收割。
Even with greater persecution than ever before.
我们知道所面对的这越来越大的逼迫。
And the second indicator is this.
但是第二个迹象是这样的。
An acceleration of strategic prayer movements.
是策略性的祷告运动正在加速。
This is the warfare prayer indicator.
这个是征战祷告的迹象。
And I am so excited to be here in 611.
那我来到611感觉到很兴奋。
Because I know you are a praying church.
因为我知道这个是祷告的教会。
And I know you understand this.
我知道你们都明白这一点。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we read about our warfare.
那哥林多后书第十章讲到这个祷告征战。
In verse 3, it says, we are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods.
第三节，我们是人，却不用人的计划方法来征战。
We use God's mighty weapons.
我们是用神的大能武器。
Not mere worldly weapons.
不是属血气、属世界的武器。
To knock down the devil's stronghold.
去攻破魔鬼的坚固营垒。
And then verse 5 tells us this.
然后第五节这样讲。
With these weapons, we break down every proud argument.
我们用这些武器攻破所有出于人的骄傲的争论。
Every argument that keeps people from knowing God.
这些的争论只是拦阻人认识神。
With these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas.
用这些武器，我们可以战胜人叛逆的计谋。
And we teach them to obey Christ.
并且教导他们顺服基督。
And this happens through our prayers.
那这个是透过我们的祷告发生的。
Let me give you just some examples very quickly.
那很快我给一些数字给大家。
Even in the last 20 years,
那就是过去的20年,
there have been more prayer movements rise up
那很多的祷告运动正在兴起,
than all of the previous history of the church.
是比以前教会历史上任何一个时期更多。
In 1993, a movement began,
1993年有一个运动开始,
called Pray Through the Window,
就是突破黑暗之窗的祷告。
It focused on a geographic region called the 1040 window,
就是在地球上10到40度窗，这个窗我们叫黑暗之窗。
I was in a room with 8 other leaders when that movement of prayer was born.
当这个运动开始的时候，当时我和其他八位领袖在一个房间里面祷告。
And a goal was set to mobilize at least 1 million people praying for a whole month for the countries in the 1040 window.
那我们的目标就是在一个月里面，我们至少有
1040 window.
我们要聚集起来。用一万个人，有一万个人去为这个十到四十度窗来祷告。
And a goal was also set of sending at least one team of intercessors to each of the countries in the 1040 window.
而且要每一队，我们要在十到四十窗每一个国家都要派出一队的代祷者去祷告。
61 different countries.
就总共有61个国家，就是十到四十度窗里面。
And when that month actually passed,
那过了一个月之后，
and all the numbers were gathered together,
我们就收集这个数据。
We discovered that at least 20 million Christians were praying that month.
那我们就发现那一个月里面就有两百万的基督徒在为十到四十度窗祷告。
And 249 prayer journeys took place.
那249个这个祷告的队伍出发进到那些国家里面。
Because we know that God answers prayer.
那我们知道神听我们祷告。
We're convinced that that prayer is making a difference.
我们确信我们的祷告带来很大的改变。
By 1999, more things happened.
那1999年更多的事情发生。
The International House of Prayer, IHOP, began in America.
就是美国就有国际祷告殿的兴起。
Thousands and thousands of people praying and worshiping God over the nations every day.
千千万万的人就是在美国为着这个国家昼夜的来祷告。
Day and night.
昼夜祷告。
And that has not stopped since September of 1999.
就是从1999年的9月开始到现在没有停过。
Also in September, the same month of 1999, the 24/7 prayer movement began in UK.
那同样在1999年的9月，在英国24/7的祷告中心也开始了。
Now it is considered one of the fastest growing prayer movements ever in the church.
那现在24/7祷告就是教会里面那个祷告运动最快的加速的一个事情。
I think there are 24/7 houses of prayer in more than 150 countries now.
那我确信现在有超过150个国家里面都有24/7的祷告。
In that very same month of September,
就是同样在九月1999年
，1999年
，on
the same day,
同一天
，our ministry broke ground to build the Jericho Center.
那我们的祷告中心就耶利哥祷告中心也有一个开拓里一个那个去开始建我们的中心。
Where we would build day and night prayer.
我们就在那边建立昼夜祷告。
Saturated with worship.
我们用敬拜来充满那个地方。
For all the nations, every day we pray.
在为每一天我们为列国为所有国家祷告。
Every single nation on earth, every day.
每一天为这个地球上每一个国家祷告。
We imported 50 ton of Jerusalem stone to America.
那我们从耶路撒冷搬到50吨的耶路撒冷石头。
From Israel.
从以色列搬来
and built a big wall of prayer.
那就建造一个很大的祷告墙
Just like it says in Isaiah 62.
就是好像以赛亚书六十二章所讲的
I have set watchmen on your walls.
我在城墙上设立我的守望者
Pray day and night.
就昼夜不止息的祷告
They will never stop praying.
他们从来不会停止
And we have special prayer rooms up in the wall.
那我们在城墙上有不同的祷告房间
And they're named after the tribes of Israel.
那是用十二支派的名字取
And last year we had more than 30,000 hours of prayer just in those prayer rooms.
去年我们有三万个祷告小时就在这小房间里面。
Can you see how much prayer is rising?
所以你看到有多么很多很多的祷告从地上升起。
In 2001, the Global Day of Prayer was born in South Africa.
那2001年就是全球祷告日我们开始做。
One businessman.
那就非洲开始一个商人
hired a football stadium.
那就是租下了一个足球场
because God spoke to him.
因为神在跟他说话
bring people together for a whole day of prayer and worship.
把所有人召聚起来，一起有一整天的祷告。
The stadium was filled.
那整个足球场就充满了人。
The next year, they hired 7 stadiums.
那第二年，他们租下了七个足球场。
And then it grew to all of Africa.
然后把这个运动推向了遍满，遍及了整个非洲。
Within another year, all over the world.
那一年之后，就遍及了全球。
My wife and I were there in South Africa in 2010.
那2010年的时候，我和我太太去到南非。
It was the 10th anniversary.
那这那一年我们是十周年的。
And we were in a stadium filled with people.
我们看到那个足球场充满了人。
And it was televised all over the world.
而且是向全球的那样转播的。
And when that day was finished,
那天的祷告日结束。
It was estimated that more than 200 million people were praying all over the world.
那我们的统计就是那一天全球大概有两亿个人正都一同的祷告。
And by 2009,
那2009年
our ministry began to mobilize walls of prayer.
那我们的事工就推展一个祷告城墙
where all 168 hours in a week are covered in prayer.
所以每一周168个小时都有人在祷告。
We now believe that more than 3,000 walls of prayer have already been born around the world.
那我们现在全球相信有3000个祷告城墙已经被建立了。
So there's a great movement of prayer rising up.
所以一个很大的祷告运动正在发生。
And then the third and final indicator is this.
那最后一个迹象是这样。
An acceleration of signs and wonders.
是一个神迹奇事正在加速的迹象。
It's the signs and wonders indicator.
就是神迹奇事的迹象。
Acts chapter 2 verse 43 says this.
那使徒行传二章四十三节这样讲。
A deep sense of awe came over them all.
一股强烈的敬畏感临到他们。
This refers to the early church.
这一讲到初期的教会。
When it was very new, just born.
教会当时刚刚的在出生。
The day of Pentecost had just happened.
那五旬节刚过。
And now it says a sense of awe came over them all.
那时候就有一股强烈的敬畏感临到他们。
And the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders.
使徒就行了许多的神迹奇事。
It was a time of miracles.
那个时候是神迹奇事的时候。
And I wanted to share with you some examples of miracles that have been taking place.
那我要跟大家分享，世上有很多神迹奇事正在发生。
And I especially wanted to tell you one of these.
那我特别要跟大家分享这个。
And because I thought of kindness.
因为我想到你们的狗狗 kindness.
And so I thought, you know, I need to tell you this miracle of a mysterious dog on a mountain mission.
我要跟大家来分享，就是我们在山上去传福音的时候，那有一个神秘的狗，也是神迹的狗。
Because I know Pastor Joshua talks about how kindness was a miracle dog.
那刚刚张牧师也分享 ，Kindness 是一个神迹的狗狗。
And so last night when I was speaking,
昨天晚上我在分享信息的时候
，I said we also have a miracle dog story.
我就说，哎，我们也有一个神迹狗狗的故事。
Because in the nation of Papua New Guinea,
因为在巴布新几内亚。
Where our workers go everywhere to take the gospel.
那我们的同工在那边就把福音传到每家每户。
Now we are a ministry of maps. We always look at maps.
那你知道我们的事工都很用那个地图，我们 去哪里都是带着地图。
We want to know where every village is.
我们要认识每一个村落。
Because we want to go to every village.
因为我们要去到每一条村。
But some countries you don't know where all the villages are.
但是有一些国家你根本找不出所有的村落。
Because the government doesn't even know where they all are.
因为甚至他们政府也没有画出所有的村落的位置。
So they're not always on the maps.
所以不一定会在地图上找到。
So our workers will go up into the hills.
所以我们的童工会爬到山上去。
They will go out into the bush.
他们去到树林里面。
They will go into the jungles.
他们去到那个更深的林子里面。
And sometimes at a distance.
甚至去到很远的地方。
They have to look for smoke rising up.
他们就是要看一些东西的记号就知道。
And then they can know, oh, there's a village in that direction.
就是说，哦，那个记号就代表前面有村庄了。
Sometimes they even use a compass.
所以有时候他们用指南针。
And they see the smoke.
那他们看到，哎，那有烟火。
And they may say, well, we have to go in that direction.
那我们就向烟火的地方进发。
But then they get into the jungle.
但是有时候他们就在树林里面迷路了。
And they don't know exactly where they are.
就不知道他们在哪里。
But they always ask the Holy Spirit to lead them.
但是永远他们是求圣灵来引导他们。
And a team of our workers.
那我们有一对这样的童工。
I don't know how many exactly were in that team.
那我忘记了这童工里面有多少人。
Sometimes it's two or three.
有时候是两三个。
Sometimes it's five or six.
有时候是五六个。
But they go off into the jungles.
他们就进到那个树林里面。
And so they were going into this area of Papua New Guinea.
那他们就进到这个巴布新几内亚的这个有一条村里面。
And they were going in the direction of where they thought the village was.
他们就想到那边有个村庄，他们就去了。
And they came to a big swamp area.
那他们来到一个很大片的沼泽地。
And the leader began to step his feet into the swamp.
那个领袖就开始把脚伸到那个沼泽地里面。
To see if it was safe to walk.
就看是不是安全这样走过去。
And he would start to sink.
但是他开始就下陷了。
We would call it quicksand.
那我们就觉得，哎，那个是就是很快的下陷，就是那个。
Very dangerous.
是其实是很危险的。
And if he'd stepped out, he would sink.
但就是他一踏进去，他就很快的下沉。
And so they stepped back.
所以他们就回过来。
They were looking for a place to cross.
他们就是找一个地方，他们可以跨过那个沼泽地。
Everywhere they stepped.
但每一处他们伸个脚下去
，they would sink and they'd have to pull the leader out.
所以他们就会下沉，所以他们要把脚抽回来。
And then all of a sudden.
但突然间
，from the bush.
从那个树林里面
，came a dog.
来了一只狗。
I like to say he was a happy dog.
我很想这样说，他是一个很开心的狗。
I don't know if you think dogs can smile.
我不知道你觉得狗会微笑吗？
I think kindness had a smile.
那我觉得 kindness 是会微笑的。
And the dog was wagging its tail.
那个狗就像我们摇它的尾巴。
I think maybe even doing circles around the team.
甚至在那个我们童工团队那个就是打转。
And then the dog went about, oh, maybe 30 meters.On the side of the swamp.
那个就他们就看到那个狗呢，就是从他们面前就大概三十米走到另外一边。
And he turned and he wagged his tail.
那他就转过身来，又向他们摇尾巴。
And the team thought, oh, that's strange. Look at that dog.
那我们团队说，哎，这狗在做什么？这么奇怪。
And then they didn't do anything.
那他们完全没有反应。
So the dog comes back.
那个狗又跑回到
他们。He wagged its tail some more.
又向他们摇尾巴。
I think he probably looked up and smiled.
那我就想，他一定是。
Wagged his tail.
向他们微笑，就是摇尾巴。
And then he went back another 30 meters.
又回到那个三十米以外的地方。
He turned and wagged his tail again.
又转向他们，又向他们摇尾巴。
And one of the team members says that dog wants us to follow him.
那有一个童工就说啊，一定是他想我们跟着他走。
So they went down where the dog was.
所以他们就去到狗的那个地方。
And the dog started walking right out in the water.
那个狗就开始向那个水沟就走过去。
And its little paws would go.Just a little bit into the water.
那他们他你看他的狗的爪子就很浅很浅的在水下面。
The team stepped out.
那个我们的童工就跟着他。
And there were logs under the water.
原来在那边水下面就是有个木板。
They never could have seen that.
他们从来就看不到那个木板。
They never could have imagined that.
他们也想不到那里会有木板。
And they followed the dog.
所以他们就跟着那条狗。
Right across the swamp.
就过了越过了。
And the dog led them. Right up to the village.
这狗就把他们直接带到那个村庄里面。
And there the chief came.
那个村长就出来了。
And they began to talk to the chief about why they were there.
就他们就开始跟着村长分享为什么他们来到这个地方。
And the chief was amazed.
那个村长就很惊讶。
And all the people came in together.
那所有的人就被招来了。
And our workers shared the gospel with them.
那我们的同工就跟他们分享福音。
I don't know how many came to Jesus, but many did.
那我不知道到底有多少人信主，但是一定很多人信主。
And even the chief was so happy.
甚至村长都很开心。
And then as our workers finished witnessing,
当我们的同工分享完见证之后，
one of the team, maybe the team leader said to the chief,
那我们的同工的领袖就跟村长讲，
we never would have found your village if it were not for your dog.
如果不是因为你的狗的缘故，我们一定找不到你的村子。
And the chief said, what dog?
村长问，什么狗？
We've never had a dog.
我们从来没有养过狗。
And the workers turned around and said, you know, the dog that was with us.
Oh, 那只狗一直带着我们走的。
And the dog had disappeared.
那只狗就消失了。
There no longer was a dog there.
没有，他们就再也找不到那只狗了。
Now, I don't know how that happened.
那我不知道发生了什么事。
I don't know that angels might be dogs. I don't know.
我不知道，可能是一个天使。变成一个狗的样式。
I know that's not in the Bible.
我知道这个事情没有在圣经里面被描述。
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以跟大家说。
We are certain.
我们很确定。
God sent that little dog.
神差派了那条狗来。
Because he wanted the gospel to go to that village.
因为他要把福音传到那个村子里面。
Now that happened some time ago.
那个是在一段时间前发生的事情。
Perhaps that dog is in heaven.
可能那条狗已经在。
Oh, last night I was praying about this message.
昨天晚上我为这边信息祷告。
And I decided to give the dog a name.
我决定把这个给这个狗一个名字。
And so I call him Guidance.
我就叫他 Guidance.
Because in Psalm 23 it says the shepherd leads us beside the still waters.
23篇讲到杖，神的杖来引导我们。
So maybe Kindness has a friend in heaven named Guidance.
所以现在 Kindness 在天上有个好朋友叫 Guidance。
I don't understand all the ways of God.
我们不知道神做事的法则。
But we've got a big God.
但是我们有一位伟大的神。
We've got a great God.
我们有一个伟大至伟大的神。
And he loves us so much.
他这么爱我们。
And he wants the whole world to hear the good news of Jesus.
他要全球、全世界每一个人都听到耶稣。
And so I thank the Lord for this opportunity.
所以我为着这个机会来感谢神。
To say, look what God is doing.
去让大家知道，看啊，神正在做大工。
He's doing great things.
他正在做伟大的事情。
And he has a special anointing on the 611 family.
他给611大家庭有个特别的恩膏。
So I say, God bless you.
所以我让我说，神祝福大家。
And let me pray a simple blessing.
那我就要现在为大家做一个祝福祷告。
Father, I thank you for this time together.
父神，我们为着我们有这样一段时间一起，我们感恩。
In some way, it has been a sad time to hear our pastor and Simo tell about kindness.
有时候，当牧师师母分享 kindness 的时候，我们都感觉到很哀伤。
But we know, God, you are always with us.
但是我们知道神，你永远与我们同在。
We know that the scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们知道圣经说，耶稣是过去、现在、以后、永远。
And we serve the same Jesus that we read about in the book of Acts.
就是在使徒行传所记载的耶稣。
And we believe you are calling us to be a part of global transformation.
我相信你呼召我们进入这个全球转化的行列里面。
So I pray a special blessing on 611 Church.
今天我要为611做一个特别的祝福祷告。
And upon Pastor Joshua and Simo today.
那也是让这个祷告这样的祝福临在牧师师母身上
and all the leaders of this church,
甚至这个教会所有的领袖
that you would bring great glory to yourself through them
你神你自己要透过他们得到最大的荣耀
that you would honor your name in Hong Kong through them
主啊你透过他们让你的名字在香港被尊荣
and heal Hong Kong through them
也透过他们把医治带给香港
and we pray this in Jesus name
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
and we all say
我们一起说
Amen,
Amen.